Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So it's a glorious Wednesday morning. On the phone right now, I've got Leah, and Leah is the organiser of the Brentwood Business Awards. Morning, Leah.
Morning, Mike. Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. You can come on anytime you want. You know you can. It's a fantastic thing to do, this Business Awards, because I was comparing it for you last year and the year before, and it seems to be getting bigger, or is it my just imagination?
No, it does seem to be gaining momentum. It's all very exciting stuff. And you really do learn from actually just even just by applying and going through the questions, loads you can take away from that.
Tell us a little bit about how long has the Business Awards been running?
This will be its fifth year. Obviously, we had a year where it didn't happen, unfortunately, which is like most things. But this is the fifth year. It is gaining momentum. Last year, we were able to do it down at the Brentwood Centre, which was absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, cost-wise and being cost-effective, that's not happening. But we're having it at the fantastic Stockport Manor this year. It's all very exciting. So that will all be, you know, everyone likes to dress up and what have you anyway, don't they? So it will be very, very exciting.
That's a fantastic. It's the only time I get to wear a dinner suit. And it's really
and
nice.
Smashing.
It's lovely.
It is very nice. Yes.
It is. So many people enter. Now, if we've got anybody listening right now that want to know more about the Business Awards, is there somewhere that they can go to read up about what's actually going on?
Yes. If you go on to www.brentwoodchamber.co.uk, you can then click onto the awards. It can tell you all the categories that they're going to be. It can give you top tips on how to enter. Loads of good little pieces of advice. So have a good read through, and it does give you top tips, just basically doing things first before you just start applying and spend all your time on the web. Get it all ready so you can cut some paste.
So is there any criteria to enter, or can it be just somebody that hires one person?
No, it can be just a single person. We've got sole traders, we've got rising star. The main criteria is you have to do business. You have to either be based in Brentwood or do business in and around Brentwood.
This is becoming such a prestigious thing to do, though, isn't it? I mean, the awards, the little award, the glass awards you get are fantastic.
Yes, yes. I think people, there's a couple of people that have won them a couple of years and they haven't won them, and they're like, oh, we want to go in for it again. So, yes, there is quite a bit of excitement. And it is really exciting. It's lovely to see people coming in. And the People's Choice last year, won by Sophisticated Entertainment, she said how fantastic it's been for her. But don't just take that from me. There's a Meet the Winners video on there, and it tells you people are just giving snippets of why it's a good reason to enter. So have a little look at that. And also the video of last year's awards ceremony. As you know yourself, Mike, how fantastic it was.
It was really
just
good.
Just being there. It was brilliant. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
So there's really a video of that. So it's all very good. Yeah.
So does it cost to enter the business awards, or have you just got to have a business in Brentwood?
No, it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to have a business in Brentwood as long as you do business in Brentwood.
Ah, right.
So it's where you're doing all your business from. So it doesn't have to be necessarily on a business address. But then if you're doing all your business there, that is the criteria.
I noticed that your headline sponsor again is Pinny Telford. How long have they been sponsoring it? A few years.
They
now.
Have been. They supported us right from the word go, and we can't tell them how much we really appreciate that. So Pinny Telford, yes. And a lot of the people that are the sponsors, again, they have supported us right from the word go, and it is fantastic that they're continuing to do so. It really does gain momentum.
Well, I'm looking. Have you got a date for the diary yet?
We have got a date for the diary. It's the 10th of November, which is when the actual awards are going to be. So the next couple of months from today to the end of June is when the applications are open. So please have a look at it, get yourself filling it in, and please enter. Don't be shy to enter. You know, have a look at some of the winners, see what they've said. It really does make it worthwhile for your business and people in it.
I was talking to one of the winners on stage last year, and they said, we nearly didn't enter this.
I know.
And they won it. They ended up walking away with it.
I know.
Fantastic.
It is really fantastic. And I think anyone that does enter it, just the whole feel-good feeling of when you have won it is absolutely priceless. So, yeah, well worth well worth entering it.
So the Business Awards website again is brentwoodchamber.co.uk, and you click on the Brentwood Business Awards click through. Is that right?
It is, yes indeed.
Fantastic. Leah, you can come on and talk about this anytime you want. So perhaps we can do it again in a couple of months, yeah?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Mike. And please get entering.